Shalom, Rabbi Galperin. How are you?
Shalom, Ilan. How are you?
I am fine.
That's good.
And there are rumors in town that there is a new Jewish member.
The rumors, those rumors are true, and those rumors are going to put to rest right now. There's no more rumors anymore. The fact is that, thank God, with God's help, so we thank God every single day, my wife and I, we had a baby boy.
Mother too.
And Baruch Hashem, mother and baby, everyone's doing well, and the kids are so excited, I picked them up from school, and they're like, come on, we need to go home quickly. Where's mommy? Where's the baby? They need to see the baby, you know. So Baruch Hashem, thank God, you know, three girls and one boy now, so it was really, really nice, and it's a big Simcha now family, and before we even start the parsha, I want to invite the whole, we don't invite at a bris, but I want to inform the whole community that we're going to have the bris, God willing, unless things change with jaundice and everything, but as of yet, we're going to have the bris this Monday, the 18th of June, at the Shah HaShemayim at 5:30, and my wife and I are inviting the whole community.
Very good.
To the bris. And after the bris, and the baby naming, we're going to have a full dinner. So it will be it's going to be at 5:30 at the Shahar Shemayim on Monday evening. So it will be a full dinner following that, catered by Mazal.
Oh, great. And that's again in the congregation Shahar Shemayim, 115 Giles Boulevard.
Boulevard, right.
In Windsor. Very good. So Mazal Tov again.
Thank you.
And let's start with Shalach, Parashat Shalach.
Shalach Lecha, you know, Moses is sending spies into the land of Israel. And in democracies, in Canada, in America, as well as in Jewish law, there's always a rule that it's something called majority rules. A death in a court of law must always consist of an odd number of judges. So that there should always be a majority opinion. You'll find three is considered a best in, seven. There's always an odd number.
Yeah.
So we should be able to have a majority in what the ruling is going to be.
Yeah.
But the fact is that if you think sometimes the majority is not always right, sometimes it gets it wrong. You know, just look at this week's Torah portion where we're going to read about the 12 spies sent by Moses to the Promised Land. And only two of the dozen, Yehoshua and Caleb, remain faithful to their leader, to the purpose of their mission, and to God's assurance that it was a good land. And the other 10 spies went astray. They came back with a very negative report.
Even though they were the majority.
Correct, right. And the spies were sent on, on a mission to determine how best to approach the coming conquest of the land of Canaan. And instead of doing what they were sent to do, to suggest the best way forward, 10 of the 12 spies brought back a negative report that was designed to intimidate the people and discourage them from entering the land that is ferocious, that devours its inhabitants.
Yeah.
And which they really find of basically saying in a conclusion that we cannot go and do that.
Yeah.
And the people responded accordingly, and they cried out to Moses, crying and saying that they were upset now about their departure from Egypt. Why should we come from Egypt to suffer in this land, in this desert, where we're going to go into the land of Canaan, we're going to be killed. We're going to be consumed. The earth's going to open up and we're all going to die. So God decreed that this generation was not worthy of his precious promised land. And furthermore, this day of weeping on which they cried for absolutely no good reason would become a day of tears for all the generations later. Because as the sages explain, when that day occurred, what day was it? It was the 9th of Av, Tisha B'Av.
Yeah.
The day that we will become a day of mourning for us, for the destruction of the Holy Temple.
Yeah.
And a lot of national other disaster that happened throughout history. So the question is why did the people not follow the two good spies, Yeshua and Caleb, instead of the others? And obviously, you know, we might have the obvious answers, that they were outvoted, outnumbered, and, you know, 10 verse 2, and there was no contest. At the end of the day, majority rule. Now, tragically, the Jewish people, what is it? They backed the losers. And the result was that they had their extended vacation in the wilderness, and a tragedy for all of us today. You know, we still have the Tisha B'Av and so on and so forth. So although we may be believers in the democratic process, majority, however, clearly there will be times when the minority is always right, not necessarily the majority. And you know, there was the saintly rabbi, the Chafetz Chaim, and he was once challenged by a fellow, by another Jew, who was somewhat, you know, a very educated, cynic person. And he said, "Rabbi, doesn't the Torah itself say that we must follow the majority?" And he said, "Okay." He said, "Well, the overwhelming majority of Jews today are not religious. So you religious Jews must come over to our way of thinking." And the Chafetz Chaim, which he was always a very, very learned, very, very smart man, he replied with a story. Excuse me. And he said like this, that recently he had the occasion to travel by coach back home from an important trip. And en route, the coachman distributed generous helpings of vodka to his passengers to keep them warm and content. Mm-hmm. And the coachman, too, helped himself to much more vodka than he should have. And when they came to a crossroads, there was confusion as to which way they should turn. Most people argued that the left road was the correct path. And I was the only sober passenger on board, the Chafetz Chaim says, and he knew that without a shadow of doubt that we needed to take the road to the right. So he asked this Jew, should I too have followed the majority? They were hopelessly drunk and they were judgment impaired. So thank God he prevailed. So all too often the values and judgment calls of the world are simply wrong. No matter how outnumbered any race or anything might be in the world, we have to really continue to follow the path of the Torah. We have to continue to follow the path of what God wants us to do. And we as Jews have never ever played the numbers game. We've always been the smallest of nations.
Yeah.
We are not known for our majority, but we're known for our morals. This is what we're known for. So all too often, it is the world that is raving meshuggahs, crazy people, veering drunkenly out of control. And it takes a substantial strength of character to resist the pull of the drunken majority. It's not always easy for us. We might not be looked at all the time as the most popular person for taking a stance on something that we feel might be the correct thing, but is not agreed upon or is not said to be true by the majority. We might just be a minority. And so we ask God all the time that he should aid us in our stature and in our spirit, and that we should be inspired with the courage to stand up and be counted, even if it means that we're a lone voice in the wilderness. Because if we don't do that, we're never ever going to get to our destination. And so it's so important for us to be able to realize that we're never going to be the majority. We are the minority. However, our minority, we can make the minority count. We can make us count in a way that our voice is heard and that we stand strong. Israel is a very, very tiny country. But somehow, everyone's talking about Israel. Israel has a strong voice. And that's what we have to do. We have to be able to come out and be strong in what we believe, the Torah believes, and what God believes. And by doing that, we will definitely be able to overcome and do everything that God asks us in our lives. And that's something that I think is so important that we can learn from the Torah, or this week's Torah portion.
Yeah. So, Rabbi, I wanted to thank you. And you probably must go back to your family, to your bigger family, with a baby girl, Perrine.
Yes. So thank God, as long as it's only Simchas and Happiness, we should all have Simchas in our family, only Simchas.
Yeah, that's what counts.
Yeah, definitely.
So thank you, and Shabbat Shalom.
You too, and we'll the next time we talk, maybe we'll have another Simcha in the community. Hopefully, something that's a good thing.
Yeah. Thank you.
Be well. Have a great week.
You too.